In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good evening.
Good evening.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Indeed. We did it. We made it. We made it through Lent, and here we are. One of my Lenten disciplines during this past Lent was that every Tuesday evening I led a time of prayer here at the church, and it's a particular kind of meditative prayer that's from Ignatius, and it is using your imagination to enter into a story in Scripture, and I love this particular form of prayer. I resonate with it a lot. I always get a lot from it. Not everybody does. It's not for everybody. That's why there's all different kinds of ways to pray, because different people need different things. But for me, this resonates. And in particular, our last evening that we gathered, we meditated on one of the resurrection stories. And because when you enter into this story, you go through it and you think about what do you see and what do you smell and what can you feel, and you really enter into it with all of your senses that your imagination is just letting you experience, like you're really, really there. That's part of why I love it so much. And so as I entered into this resurrection story in prayer, it all became so much more real to me than it ever had before. I realized, first off, that it was much darker, like daylight-wise. It was darker than I had ever pictured it before. I could feel the cold of the stone. It still would have been very cold because it would have been spring. It would have been cold because the sun wasn't fully up yet. The wet grass. I could see Mary and the disciples and their grief. And I even, when the disciples first saw the empty tomb, I experienced anger on their part, like what has just happened. And the whole experience was so profoundly real for me. And what I realized was that up to that point, the resurrection for me had been sort of a Sunday school tableau or poster that you see in your Sunday school room or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's daylight, first off. It's very bright in this cartoony picture, and Jesus is sort of, right? And Mary is, and the disciples are, you know, like that. And that's like this cartoon picture that I have in my head. But it wasn't that. It was really real. What happened was a very real historic thing that happened. Jesus was dead. He was full on dead. And a lot of people saw it. And they took his very dead body down and they put it into a tomb, and they came back a couple of days later and it wasn't there. It was gone. But then people saw him alive again. And I think that there is often a danger where things that happened so long ago, 2,000 years ago, we can sort of make it into like a movie or sort of a cartoon or something like that, because we're so far removed from it. Do you know what I mean? George Washington cutting down the cherry tree, you know, things like that. It sort of doesn't feel very real, but these were very real people. And this really happened. And it's really important that we claim that and remember that. Because if the resurrection didn't really happen, why are we here? There's no point. There's no point to any of this. It really happened against everything that makes sense. He was dead, and then he wasn't. And a lot of people saw it. Something happened that night. Now, how it was that he came back, what it was, is a miracle, and we cannot explain it. And I'm okay with that. But something happened. Something happened that made everything in the world completely different from that point on. That's why we have BC and AD, right? Everything in our world history is from that point on. It's different. Because when he was resurrected, it meant everything he said before was true. Everything that he said was true, because he said a lot of really crazy things. Things that made a lot of people mad, things that turned the world upside down, things that sounded very, very foolish. But all of a sudden, because he said he was going to come back, and he did, it made everything else true. And so suddenly, now it is true that the poor and oppressed in this world hold a very, very special place in God's heart. That those who are sick in this world are not being punished by God, but that God holds them tenderly in his hands. Suddenly, all of the crazy things that Jesus said while he was teaching were true, including our life has meaning. We have purpose. We are important, and we each have a job to do. And the truth that death is not the end. And so as we go about our Easter festivities, and we go forward in this Easter season, I think that it's important that we intentionally recapture the resurrection story, recapture it from cartoon ideas or Mel Gibson ideas, movie ideas. Know that it was real. Know that it happened. We have to claim the truth about what happened, who Jesus of Nazareth is, who we are, our place in this whole story, what our job is. And where we will take our place beside him in the kingdom. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Indeed, he is risen. Amen.